This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Big O, I want to go to the Gorillaz concert. But it's on the same day as the Dolphins Sunday night game versus the Steelers. So go to the concert and record the game. You can't record the concert. I went to I forgot what concert I went to on the game of Notre Dame and the Canes. Remember that game? Mark Richt, hell of a performance, all that good stuff. I had fans that were like pissed at me, like, oh, dude, you can't be considered a real Canes fan if you're going to a concert. I forgot who it was. It was a really good concert that night. I want to say it was like Fleetwood Mac or something. I don't know. It was a really good concert I was going to. And I'll say the same thing to you that I said to that listener. And I just told you, I can record the game. I can experience it all and watch it all over again. What, that I didn't see it live at that moment with everybody else? Oh, my God, my life is over. I still saw it when I got home. I watched every moment of it. I was able to rewind and watch highlights and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to sleep. And by the end of the night, I had consumed the same information every other Canes fan has, except they didn't get to go see a killer concert that night, too. So Gorillaz has 14 dates in the world. We have one of the 14 dates. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, you can watch that game when you get home after the Gorillaz concert. And you can watch both. And the next day, there's no difference, bro. Whether you watched it a couple of hours later or you watched it live, who cares? You still watched it. You still know everything that everybody else knows. What are we, 10 years old? Oh, my God, you didn't watch it live like everybody else. It's not the same. Really, dude? Is that where we're going? Oh, you're not as special. You went to the Gorillaz concert. And you didn't watch the Dolphins game live. I mean, seriously, dude. Oh, yeah, that's right, asswipe. I went to the Gorillaz concert, and then I saw the Dolphins-Pittsburgh game live after that. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed it. After I went to that concert and saw the University of Miami and Notre Dame, oh, I missed it. That watershed moment turned into multiple national championships. Or was it just another game that night? And a nice performance against Notre Dame, and it's over. That's it. It didn't mean much more than that. I won that night more than most because I did see the Canes game, and then I saw also a great concert. By the way, does anybody remember the concert that was that night of the Notre Dame-Miami game? Because now I'm trying to remember what I don't know why I want to say Fleetwood Mac. Does anybody know? Because I don't remember anymore now which concert it was. Because I've gotten to so many. But I remember that it was a concert. Because I remember a couple of, you know, idiot fans were like, oh, that's not cool. Oh, you're not a great Canes fan. Yeah, no, the wife and I just drove to, like, New Orleans to go watch George Teague steal the ball away from Lamar Thomas. But no, we're not great Canes fans. No, not at all. Always wrong on this. Not the same watching after the fact at all. It is, Alex. I have the same information you do, my brother. Again, I get it, my man. You're 10 years old, and you've got to watch it live. Oh, it's not the same. If I don't watch it live, oh, I'm incomplete. Oh, I'm not so good of a fan. Oh, God, I take a back seat to everybody else. What happened, dude? Oh, you couldn't live the experience of the live. Is that what it was, dude? Oh, what a shame. God, my life is so incomplete because of that. Damn. Been a Dolphin game my whole life. The last game I saw live was when Sage Rosenfels was our QB. Doesn't make you less of a fan if you don't see them live. Of course not, bro. You watch it, you watch it. Who gives a crap? A buddy of mine, okay, watches the baseball game with his dad all the time, an hour and a half into the game, so they don't watch any of the commercials. So they go speedy, and then they end up live by the end of the game, pretty much. Makes them less of a fan because they didn't watch it live from the beginning, and they didn't cheer on the home run from that player with everybody else at the same time. Oh, please give me a break, dude. The NBA finals were recorded for a while. It was Lindsey Buckingham and Christy V at Hard Rock. There you go. How many times are you going to see Lindsey Buckingham? That's why it wasn't Fleetwood Mac. It was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie that they were touring together. That's exactly it. Thank you, Robert G. Dude, I've seen Fleetwood Mac. I've seen this version of Fleetwood Mac now. I've seen it with Buckingham, without Buckingham, right? I've seen it. I saw them tour without Christine McVie once. I've watched them all different ways. I've watched, what's it called? I've seen, what's her name? Stevie Nicks solo several times. I've seen Lindsey Buckingham a couple times solo. I never saw Lindsey and Christine McVie together. There I did. Boom. Thank you. And that was a great concert. Let's see. Was it Engelbert Humperdinck Unplugged? Oh, now that you can't miss. Engelbert is one that you've got to rock on with, man. Poco Unplugged. In the heart of the night, in the cool summer breeze. All right. You're not watching as intently. It's not a live game. Yeah, Alex, go ahead, bro. Talk it all up, bro. However it makes you feel, my man. However it makes you feel. Because if you don't watch it live, oh, my God, it's incomplete for you. Poor Alex Johns. By the way, you've got two first names? That's already the confusion in your life. No wonder you're so conflicted about everything. You walk around with two first names. It's got to be tough for you, dude. Do we call you Alex or do we call you Johns? What do we do? Which one? No, that's with an S, okay? Nobody calls anyone Johns. They call him John, all right? Is that how it goes with you? Aren't you listening? There's an S after it. I don't have two first names. Big O is the typical guy that when he does not agree with you, he has to take a shot and make his point. Exactly, Romolo. It's fun that way. And it's entertaining. Joey Vasquez says, it's one game out of the year. Out of all the ones you watch live, see the concert. I still talk about certain concert experiences I went to years later. Of course, dude. The concert's one night. You watch the Heat, the Panthers, the Canes, the Dolphins live all the time. If you got to watch one of the games recorded, big freaking deal. Who cares? And if that changes your life, that you think you're not as good because you didn't get to watch it live. My God, you know how many bad fans there's been over the history of time that people couldn't watch anything, something live because they had a some kind of a conflict. But you know, with the guy with two first names, that's not parents. That's against the law. Record the game. It's a good game. Watch it over and over. That's right. I've been waiting for a Dolphins Sunday night game for over a decade. Oh, you got one now. Let's see. What if your TV can't record? Well, Hunter, I would say get a fucking job, bro. That's what I would say. Okay? That's what I would tell you. If your TV can't record, then you obviously are a bum and you don't work for a living, because who the hell doesn't have a TV that can't record? Okay? And if you don't, then, you know, get a job, bro. Find something. Don't be such a loser. How about that? That's what I would say. Um, 90 miles from Cuba says, I've missed plenty of live games because of work and still watched it on the replay. Does that take away from my fandom? Yeah, Chad, according to the dude with two first names, that's it, bro. No, I'm sorry. You had to work. Well, Chad, what the hell's wrong with you? You need to be a bum, bro. You don't work when there's a game on. Don't you know? Listen to the guy with the two first names. When there's a live game, you can't work. You can't go to a concert. If your wife is having a child, you tell the bitch to close her legs and keep it clamped up till after the game. And when she says, what? You say, the dude with the two first names said you can't do it. That's all. It's pretty simple. Well, Steve, you got to work on Tuesday. Well, I can't. Why? Well, there's a Heat game on Tuesday. We don't work during Heat games. Boss is going to look at you going, what the hell are you talking about? He goes, have you talked to the guy with the two first names? You know, he's screaming from somewhere. I don't have two first names.